Blog Talk Radio.
God, saints, welcome to today's Z Time and Hobbies broadcast. I'm Bishop Hutchinson. I'm blessed, I am privileged, and I'm highly favored to have another opportunity to come and speak life to you today. Someone said with me, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We're so glad to have you tuned in with us today, saints of God, and we pray that you're blessed wherever you are around the world. We're so thankful for all of our cell churches that are meeting at their various locations and small groups for teaching, prayer, breaking bread, and fellowship. May the Spirit of God be richly upon your lives. Now, today's lesson is going to be entitled Spiritual Gifts Fan into Flame. And I'm going to give you the scriptural text that we're going to be using for today's lesson. So if you'd like to have your Bible or your paper and pencil to take notes, feel free to do so. I always encourage you to do this, thanks to God, because I want you to be able to search the scriptures right along with us to see whether the things that we say are so or not. Hallelujah. So today we're going to speak about fanning the flame, spiritual gifts. And so I want to also encourage and thank each and every one of you in the Atlanta metropolitan area to come out, join us, the Cell Church Fellowship that we have every Sunday at 10 a.m. right here at our Covenant House in Forest Park, Georgia. You can contact us, find out how you can be discipled into our small group fellowship, or if you'd like to start a fellowship in your area. Our phone number is 678-278-9622, or you can visit our website, which is christuniversal.org, www.christuniversal.org, and you can find out information about how you can join in with us as we gather in the name of the Lord. Now, today's foundational text, it's going to be coming from John chapter 20, verse 22. John chapter 20, verse 22, and there are other scripture verses that I'm also going to use for this week's lesson. But let's use this one as a foundational text, and then we'll get a word of prayer in. Praise the Lord. I'm looking at the NIV version today. Thank you, Jesus. John 20, verse 22 reads, "And with the He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit." Let's pray, saints of God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for your majesty, your dominion, and your power. We thank you for the strength, the peace, the joy that you bring into our lives. I speak now life and breath. Fall afresh upon the hearers of my voice, Father, to bring healing, to bring provision, to bring salvation into their lives. We thank you for your gift. We thank you for your spirit, O God, that has been released into our lives. And let us live lives that are pleasing and that will glorify you in all that we say, all that we do. So this day, Father, rekindle the flame afresh in us, that our passion would burn brightly for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Praise the Lord, children of God. So we see in this foundational text today as we listen to our message on spiritual gifts fanned into flame, we see in John chapter 20, verses 19 through 22, again, verse 19 says, "On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Verse 21, again Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit." Someone said to me, receive the Holy Spirit. Say, this is the breath of life. This is what rekindles the flame of our spiritual gifts that have been imparted into us in the name of Jesus. And so today we're going to be talking about the spiritual gift that God has imparted in us and how we need to fan them into flame. It's interesting that when a person breathes, breath comes out of their mouth or a wind, and you'll see in the scripture text that we're going to look at today that in order to fan our gifts into flame or to rekindle the gifts within us, we must ask for a fresh breath. Someone said fresh breath. We must ask for a fresh breath from the Lord. And so I want you to pay attention today as we talk about spiritual gifts fanned into flame. We believe that the Lord is going to be using this method to re-encourage us. Some of us may have faced difficult situations and trials last week, today, or face trials tomorrow, but you can always expect, you can always anticipate this fresh fire from God to breathe on you. And I believe that he will in the name of Jesus. So if we look at this particular text, if we back up now, and if you would, turn in your Bibles with me or make note of Acts chapter 1. I want you to see that this is a common trend throughout the scriptures, that whenever the believers needed to receive power or wisdom or guidance or protection or to see the supernatural at work in their life, it was always as a result of the movement of the Holy Spirit or the dunamis power, the dynamic flowing power of the Holy Spirit. And we can see that in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, we'll see how this impartation came into the lives of the believers after Jesus had died afresh upon them. Now, the text we read from John 20, verses 19 to 22, which we'll visit it again in a moment, it talks about how the gift was breathed upon them, or it was imparted into them at that time. So let's talk a little bit more about this scripture from John before we go to our scripture in Acts. The foundational text that we began, again, came from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 22. Now, we look at the backdrop of this particular portion of Scripture. It was the first day of the week, the Scripture says, and this day is afterwards mentioned by the sacred writers, for it was after or followed what's called the Christian Sabbath. And the believers began to observe the first day of the week because it was as they went on the first day of the week to the tomb of Jesus, they found that the tomb was empty. And they took that as a time of remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, but on this particular day, as they were gathered together, the scripture says that Jesus himself came, and the disciples were assembled in a private place with the doors shut. But even with this place being private to everyone else around them, and with the doors being shut or closed to those on the outside, we to stand in their midst. Hallelujah. For there was no doors that can shut out Christ's presence from where those are gathered in his name. And that is why we see in another text of scripture that says, for where the two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there in the midst of them. And here we see in this particular text that here Jesus shows up. And we notice that it was a great comfort to Christ's disciples when they understood that wherever they gather, Christ would be in their midst. So we see that Jesus here manifests his love to believers, and it was a comfort to their spirit. When Jesus arrived on this moment, the disciples were probably still a little discouraged. They were still probably a little afraid. They were a little disenchanted with this whole mission that they had been following. But when Christ came, it comforted their spirit. And I pray today that the Holy Spirit will comfort some of you today, no matter what situation you may be going through. I pray that it would encourage some of you to press deeper into the things of God, just as he did for the disciples here. And I pray that you can receive this fresh breath. Someone sent me a fresh breath. That you can receive a fresh breath from God today that will turn your spiritual gifts and fan them into flame. So here Jesus says, take a look at me. See my hand and see my side. And we notice that in this text that the sight of Christ, that it gladdened their hearts, and it can gladden our hearts. And the more that we see of Jesus, the more we will rejoice in Jesus. So after Jesus revealed himself to them, someone said to me, reveal yourself, God. May God reveal himself in your situation. May God reveal himself to you in your circumstance right now. May he reveal you as himself to you as you step out in faith. May he reveal himself to you as you proclaim the gospel. May he reveal himself to you as you engage in fulfillment of the vision and the mission that God is giving you, just as he's encouraged the saints here. Somebody said spiritual gifts fan into flame. Soon as Jesus had comforted them and reassured them that he was in their midst, he said these words, receive ye the derived or originated from him. That every gift, every power to do and to say would be dependent upon him. Every word of Christ, saints, every word of Christ which is received in our hearts by faith comes with the divine breathing that we see talked about in this chapter. For without this, there is neither life nor life that will result from the words, from the actions, and the endeavors that we have partake in. And this is why it's important to each and every one of us today that we as we will not grow weary in our well-doing. We see in the text from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it says, so, for they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would breathe upon you today, that you will do what Jesus spoke to the disciples and just take it in, just take a deep breath. And Jesus says, receive ye right now, wherever you are, children of God. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And so this is the same Holy Spirit that Jesus had promised would come upon them for the empowerment to witness. And so now we can take a look at our second portion of scripture from Acts chapter 2 to see the theme being continued. Here Jesus revealed himself to the early disciples in John's gospel, and now we're going to see that they're going to gather again, as they often did and as was the custom of them. You can see in Hebrews chapter 10 where it says, do not forsake the assembling or the gathering of yourselves together as the manner of some are, so that we can provoke one another to love, and we can stir up the gifts within us. And this is the same thing that we're speaking about today, about stirring up or turning the gifts, fanning the flames, that they can burn brightly in our lives. So as you look at these particular portions of Scripture, you're really going to be encouraged to see how God aided the believers in the early church, how God has sustained his message or the gospel over more than 2,000 years, and how that self-same Spirit is at work and is available to refresh, to revive, and to rekindle the flame of the gift that God has imparted inside of you. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. So on Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, verse 1 says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind or a mighty wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3, they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. Here we see again the spiritual gifts, the empowerment of God assumes the symbolism of fire. Fire that purifies, fire that cleanses, fire that destroys that which is dross in your life. Which destroys that which is unclean in your life, that perfects you for the ministry and the work of God, that gives you victory and the abundance of life that Christ Jesus has promised to us. Someone says spiritual gifts, flame. Hallelujah. We want to fan these gifts into a flame because sometimes we can grow weary in our well-doing. There are times where situations in life can seem to want to drown out our faith. But I want you to know today that your faith, your gift can be fanned into a flame. And we see here again, as we mentioned in the prior scripture in John, where Jesus Christ himself breathed upon his disciples. Someone said breathe. He breathed upon the disciples in order to fan their gift into flame. Because it may have been smoldering. It may have been just a little flicker left because of what had happened to Jesus just prior to his appearing in their presence. And maybe some situations in your life that happened recently that may be causing your faith to get a little weary, that may be smoldering in your faith. I pray today as God breathes upon you, as Jesus did in John, and as we see here in the book of Acts chapter 2, that there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. And proceeding, or after the wind came, then these cloven tongues of fire, someone said fire. Yeah, it was a flame that was lit upon each and every one of the believers who were gathered in this room. I pray today that wherever you are right now today, saints, wherever you are gathered, whether you're alone in the natural world or whether you gathered with others, I want you to know that Christ is with you in the midst, because if you are fellowshipping through the listening of this broadcast, that means that two of us are gathered in his name, and that means he, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is right in the midst of us and all the accompanying power of the Holy Spirit, so he can breathe upon us right now. He can breathe upon you right now, no matter where you are around the world, no matter what kindred, tongue, tribe, or nation you're from. There's a fire that Christ Jesus wants to fan into a flame in your life. He wants that gift to be stirred up afresh in you. He wants your passion for Christ to burn with great fervor in this day. We see here in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, that when the day of Pentecost had come, that they were all together in one place. And suddenly, someone said to me, suddenly, and suddenly, the scripture says, there came from heaven a noise like a violent or a rushing wind, similar to the breath that Jesus breathed upon his disciples earlier. It says it filled the whole house where they were sitting, and there then appeared tongues as of fire, hallelujah, that was distributed and rested upon each one of them. Oh, this is my prayer for you who are listening today, that as you listen to the words of my mouth and the breath that comes from my mouth, that you will experience the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Spirit in your presence, and that the fire of the Holy Spirit will rest upon you to stir up your spiritual gifts, and that these words, these scriptures will fan your gifts into a flame that burned brightly, just as it did for these early disciples. And so these two texts that we've looked at thus far from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 22, where Jesus appeared in the midst of the disciples behind closed doors, even though they thought they were meeting in secret, Jesus knew where they were. And I want you to know that Jesus knows where you are. He knows your every situation. He knows your every circumstance. He knows your every want, your every desire, your every need, your every fault, your every sin. But he wants to send a fresh wind. He wants to breathe upon you today, afresh, children of God. And he needs you to yield yourself to him today. He says, receive ye. That means that you must receive it. He can offer this gift. He's offering it to you now. He's offering a refreshing from the Lord right now. So he says to you who are listening to my voice, as he said to his early disciples, receive ye the Holy Spirit. And he breathed. He breathed on them. And then he said, receive the Holy Spirit. And then in Acts chapter 2, we saw that as they were gathered again, in secret, in a hiding place, the Holy Spirit came like a mighty rushing wind, blew upon the disciples, and then the cloven tongues of fire. Someone said me fire. Yeah, the spiritual gifts can be fanned into a flame in your life, just as it was in the early disciples' lives. So we see two texts there, Jesus and his early disciples, and then as Others, 120, were later gathered in the upper room on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Now let's look at a third text where we see the Holy Spirit is continuing to be distributed upon those that Jesus reveals himself to. If we want to see people saved, if we want to see people delivered and set free, saved, we must put them in a place where Jesus can be revealed to them. They must open up their hearts. Maybe it's you today. You want to know Jesus. You're not a part of a local church. You don't go to church. You may be just where you are. These early disciples were just gathered in secret places. They were gathered in houses. They were gathered in public places when they preached the gospel. But wherever you are, Jesus knows where you are. And he wants to reach you right where you are. So here we go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, we'll see now that this man, Apostle Paul, who was neither gathered in the room in the scripture in John where Jesus breathed on the early disciples. We're going to read from 2 Peter where this Apostle Paul was not gathered in that upper room on the day of Pentecost where they received this mighty rushing wind and cloven tongues of fire. But we're going to see that the same man, hallelujah, somebody give God praise. This is good news for you and I, saints of God. We may not have been where they were then, but you are where God is today. And that should cause you to rejoice because you're hearing this message. You can receive the same gift, the same anointing, the same empowerment that you need to encourage you, to strengthen you, to give you wisdom, to give you the guidance, direction, and the power to overcome every situation in your life. Someone said spiritual gifts. Fan in the flame in my life. Here the Apostle Paul is speaking to a young minister named Timothy. He says in verse 6 to Timothy, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Another translation says it gives us power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. And this is another reason why you want to have your gifts fanned into a flame today, thanks to God, so that you will realize that God has not given you the spirit of fear or timidity, but he has given you power to overcome and the authority to subdue every obstacle in your life. And he is giving you peace or soundness of mind. Hallelujah. So you see, these gifts, this gift, this spiritual gift Paul is encouraging Timothy to remind him to fan it into the flame. And this is the message that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us today. For the spirit that God gave us, he has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us power, he's given us love, he's given a sound mind. And thanks to God, if you today may have been, you know, kind of getting a little lukewarm in your faith, and maybe you're not going at the same works of God with the same passion, the same fervor, it may be a little ordinary to you, it may be kind of like a routine to you, then this message is something that you need today in your life. You need to ask God to fan your spiritual gifts into a flame afresh. For some of you who have never believed upon the name of the Lord Jesus, you need to ask, Lord, let me receive your Holy Spirit. Breathe upon me, O God. Hallelujah. Let that cloven tongues of fire that was present on Pentecost be present upon me today. And then for those who have been laboring in the ministry, I say to what Paul says to Timothy, I want to remind you to fan into flame the gift of God. And to that end, he's basically advising us to put new life into that holy fire. And the word that signifies us being recovered from fire that is choked with ashes and decaying, that God will rekindle it within us through our daily prayer, by meditating on the things of God and by the use of our gifts. Thereby, thanks to God, we can improve our spiritual abilities which God has given to us. I remind and encourage you today, just as Paul reminded Timothy that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee. And by the gift, I mean your ministering gift that qualifies you for ministry. It is not anything that you receive from the natural realm. It is not something that's naturally within you. It is not acquired by you. But what is given unto you is that of God. And this is the gift that Paul says was in Timothy. And this is also the gift that is in each and every one of you who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And not only is this gift in you, it will continue with you. It cannot be lost by you, cannot be taken from you, as normal gifts can be in this world. When these gifts that God is giving you, hallelujah, they're expected to be used, they're expected to be exercised, they're expected to be opened. But yet it seems that sometimes life situations can cause a decline, can cause a little bit of backwardness or indifference as to the exercise of our gifts. So Paul reminded Timothy, as I remind you today, that we may not be too remiss or negligent or forgetful of the gift that God has in us. Therefore, as the apostle puts Timothy in mind to stir up or to rekindle or to fan into flame, hallelujah, the gift within you. And we see in this text that there is the word used, the metaphor, taken from coals of a fire that are covered with ashes, that are smoldering the flame of the coals. And you put on what some people call a little poker or a fan or billow where you blow wind, hallelujah, somebody give God praise, where you press it down and it blows wind into the coals and they're coming again into a flame of fire. Well, this is what God wants to use this message to do in your life today. He wants to use this message to fan as we blow wind into your life, to fan as we blow wind over your circumstances, to fan as we blow wind over your life and your ministry in the name of Jesus. Somebody said spiritual gifts, fanned into flame. And so thanks to God, therefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up, rekindle, or fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. I urge you to set the invincible power of the Spirit which God has given you against those storms which may and do come upon us. I encourage you that the gift of God, as it were, a certain living flame be kindled in your hearts, which the flesh and the devil cannot put out. And therefore, we, as opponents to our enemy, we must labor fervently so that we can foster and keep our flame burning. Oh, mighty name of Jesus Christ, saints, I pray, I breathe afresh upon you today as Jesus breathed upon his early disciples. I pray that the wind of Pentecost will blow in your life. I pray that the billows will blow upon the coals of your faith and fan them into flames today in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. May you today have your spiritual gift fanned into flame. I bless you, saints of God. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to come into your home. May the peace, the power, and the freshness of God be upon your life. In Jesus' name, amen.